In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A question. How good are you at controlling yourself? I have to say, purchasing anything additional associated with cycling is clearly exempt from this. Anyone a chocoholic, for instance? Anyone good at making excuses for not exercising? Did you make a New Year's resolution and either haven't kept it or can't remember what it was? We know as humans we can be pretty fickle. We know what we need to do, but somehow something always seems to get in the way of it. It's the one that goes, "I'll start my diet tomorrow." And as we know, tomorrow never comes. I'm sure you all know the quote, "I can resist everything except temptation," from Oscar Wilde. Mae West put it slightly differently. "I generally avoid temptation unless I can't resist it." And there's an actress called Joey Adams who said, "Do not worry about avoiding temptation. As you grow older, it will avoid you." Sometimes, in our heart of hearts, we know what we should do, but somehow that doesn't quite happen. And we say things like, "One more won't hurt." And before we go down a guilt trip, we all do this. It's just part of being human. You might have had great plans for during lockdown, but somehow the great plans to read more or do more have fizzled out as the weeks have gone by. Now, these are all quite trivial things we've talked about. But what if there's something bigger? What if we're passively looking on at the TV, seeing people in need and not responding? This would have been called by a word that's fallen out of fashion, sin. I don't know what that word conjures up to you, but to me it has connotations of fire and brimstone, Welsh chapel if you like. It's also something that makes people feel awkward. But in the baptism service it says, "Do you repent of the sins that separate us from God and neighbours?" So it's something we need to consider. Whether a family member is about to be baptised, we're newly baptised, or indeed were baptised a long time ago. It's something all baptised people and all those seeking God need to do on an ongoing basis. Because baptism is about the start of a journey. It's about celebration. It's about Jesus as the light of the world overcoming those dark areas within us. Or as Paul puts it, "You used to be slaves to sin. You have been set free from sin." And to be honest, that's good. There's a modern translation of the Bible in very contemporary language called The Message. Its translation of what this all about is useful here. It goes like the following. "I decide to do good, but I don't really do it. I decide not to do bad, but then I do it anyway. My decisions, such as they are, don't result in actions. Something has gone wrong deep within me and gets the better of me every time. It happens so regularly that it's predictable. The moment I decide to do good, sin is there to trip me up. I truly delight in God's commands, but it's pretty obvious that not all of me joins in that delight. Parts of me covertly rebel, and just when I least expect it, they take charge." And if you've ever struggled with a New Year's resolution, or giving up something for Lent, maybe that works for you. Or to put it another way, you never have to teach a child to be naughty. They instinctively know, and we do have to remember, we were all children once. So baptism does not guarantee good behaviour, but it does guarantee becoming a member of God's church and living in the light. And that's a great step in the right direction. It's something we're all able to live out every day on our Christian journey, wherever that may take us. Now, there was a priest on a subway train. A man opposite lowers his newspaper to reveal himself to be a hard-living man who smells of alcohol, has lipstick on his collar, and is wearing rumpled clothes in which he had clearly been out all night. With pain in his eyes, the man asked the priest, "Father, what causes dyspepsia, gout, and cirrhosis?" The priest replies, "My son, they are caused by a wild lifestyle, gluttony, alcohol abuse, and the company of wicked women." The man thinks for a moment and says, "That's amazing." The priest responds, saying, "Would you like to be free of these sins?" The man replies, "I don't have them, but the newspaper says the Pope has." Hopefully soon we'll be able to celebrate the sacraments again soon. Baptism is a sacrament, and each ceremony needs to be regarded as imparting spiritual grace. Even if we don't attend any baptisms in the coming months, when we read about them in the Bowbrook News, due again from September, they remind us of our sins being forgiven. Or as Paul puts it, "The benefit you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life." So as we open up again and share in the sacraments, what will the future church look like? Well, we don't know. But God does, and that's enough. What we do definitely know, though, is that through Jesus our sins have been forgiven. And that's the firm foundation on which God will build. Amen.
Colors of day dawn into the mind. The sun has come up, the night is behind. Go down in the city, into the street, and let's give the message to the people we meet. So light up the fire and let the flame burn. Open the door, let Jesus return. Take seeds of his spirit, let his fruit grow. Tell the people of Jesus, let his love show. Still shines on, it never goes down. The light of the world is risen again. The people of darkness are needing a friend. So light up the fire and let the flame burn. Open the door, let Jesus return. Take seeds of his spirit, let his fruit grow. Tell the people of Jesus, let his love show. Open your eyes, look into the sky. The darkness has come, the sun came to die. The evening draws on, the sun disappears. But Jesus is living, his spirit is near. So light up the fire and let the flame burn. Open the door, let Jesus return. Take seeds of his spirit, let his fruit grow. of his spirit.